Proclamation number 7882 of 30th of April, 1961. A teacher must be filled with the Spirit. No further explanation is required for the transmission of my word from above other than that I myself want to bestow the truth upon you because you walk in error, because you have perverted many doctrines of faith and because in the course of time the gospel I taught on earth has been contaminated in such a way that your spirit has become darkened instead of enlightened. You have made assertions which completely deviate from the truth, and it is no longer possible for you to recognize me and my nature correctly. You interpret the written word, the scriptures, in a wrong way. You go by the letters and don't know the spiritual meaning of the words which I have put into them. You are no longer able to distinguish God's word from additional human work. You argue with each other because everyone represents different doctrines, and you are far away from the pure truth. And I want to give it to you again and therefore convey my word to earth. I bring you a light in whose glow you can recognize error if you yourselves desire the pure truth. Again and again the human being's intellect has intervened and suppressed the truth, because the intellect can be influenced by my adversary who fights against the truth because he wants to prevent you from recognizing me correctly and then also striving towards me. Yet if you want to live in the light of truth, you must also do your part. You must live in love and desire the truth. Then it will also be your share. Yet without love you will not grasp the truth either, and you will distort its meaning again and continue to remain in error. The fact that I therefore manifestly appear by giving you evidence of my presence when I address you should not seem strange to you, for I am the eternal truth and will again and again seek access to you because I want to grant you eternal life which, however, can only be found through truth. But only the person who possesses the truth himself will be able to approach his fellow human beings as a teacher, and this person must have received it from me himself. But many people teach who do not yet know the truth themselves, and error is spread instead of proclaiming the truth. The teacher must be so intimately united with me that he receives the truth directly from me when he teaches his fellow human beings. Thus a teacher must be filled by my spirit, then he will only represent the pure truth, because then he will be a true laborer for me in my vineyard who scatters good seed in people's hearts which shall sprout and bear fruit. Therefore, everyone should first shape himself such that I myself can speak through him if he wants to instruct his fellow human beings as a preacher, if he wants to bring them the gospel which guarantees pure truth, which I myself taught when I lived on earth. If my spirit cannot work in a teacher, then someone else will speak from him. For then it will not be his heart which impels him to proclaim the gospel but only his intellect, which my adversary can then also use by trying to obscure the light which, however, the pure truth signifies for the human being. You, who proclaim my gospel, you should be serious about shaping yourselves so that I can pour out my spirit upon you. You shall not speak out of your intellect, but you shall let me myself speak through the heart. And truly, you will distance yourselves from teachings which are untrue, you will inwardly resist advocating something which does not correspond to the truth, for my spirit will then warn you against it. And you should check how far your thinking is in accordance with my word, which I myself convey to you from above. For I am the eternal truth, and what is from me must be truth. And you will also recognize the origin of it at any time if you yourselves are serious about standing in the pure truth. Only I myself can convey it to you, and I am truly always willing to shine a light into the darkness on earth, for only in the light will you find the right path, only through the light of truth will you attain eternal life. Amen.